Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. And I have a really important topic to talk about today. There is a measles outbreak in the world, and the World Health Organization says that by the end of 2024, more than half the world will be at risk for measles. You know, in Canada, in the late 90s, we said we had eradicated measles. We had no episodes of measles in our country. But what happened with COVID is a lot of vaccines were not being administered because people weren't going to the doctor. Public health was very busy with COVID, and so our numbers of people that have been properly immunized has fallen off. So there's about 6 or 7 cases in Canada. There's a number of cases in Florida. And I just want to remind everybody listening that measles is not just a rash. Measles can cause deafness. Measles can cause encephalitis, which is inflammation of the brain. And measles can be a killer disease. So this is not just a rash, and it's not just for children. In general, in Canada, we give a dose of measles, and it comes as MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella, to babies between age 12 and 15 months. And then we give it again either at 18 months or at age 4, but they get a second dose. And so babies and young kids are often protected. Babies under 1 are not well protected, but their system doesn't respond well to the vaccine yet. So we have to keep them protected by keeping them a bit isolated and not around someone with measles. But what about adults? If you're born in 1970 or earlier, you probably had the disease. It was very common in Canada. And if you were born after 1996, you got 2 shots of measles. That's what was required. The problem is people born between 1970 and 1996 may have only had a single shot for measles, and a single shot doesn't give you enough protection. So I want to encourage everybody to, first of all, look at your birthday. If you're born before 1970, you're home free. If you're born after 1996 and you were born and raised in Canada, you got immunization, you got 2 shots, you needed it to go to school. But if you're in that age group between 1970 and 1996, you better check with your doctor and you better get a second measles shot if you haven't already had it. And if you're not sure, you can go to public health, you can go to your family doctor, you can get an MMR vaccine, and if you don't need it, it doesn't matter. It won't do you any harm. So if you don't know your status, better to get a shot if you're born between 1970 and 1996.
Well, I'm taking a breath because if we ourselves aren't that age, our children and our grandchildren might be. So word of mouth is very important. I hope that everyone listened well to Dr. Brown's facts and think about the measles vaccine, MMR vaccine. Ask your children, ask your grandchildren, and definitely if you're in that age group, for sure, listen to Dr. Brown's advice. Her book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, gives us useful advice in clear language. And this is just an example of how clear the message can be. If you're interested in taking charge of your health, look for the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's available in most Canadian bookstores, or they'll order it in, on Amazon.com, and on Dr. Vivian Brown's website, drvivianbrown.com, and there's a link to mine. And if you want a signed copy to give someone, then feel free to call me and place an order at 416-504-6777. You can't go wrong when you look after yourself and you take charge of your health. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Dr. Brown, thank you for that great advice about measles. It's a timely subject and we all need to know what the facts. So thank you.
My pleasure, Marilyn. And you know, some of us are traveling. We're more interested in traveling after being at home for a couple of years because of COVID. And other countries have higher levels of measles than we do in Canada. So depending on where you're going, you may be putting yourself or your family at risk. You really want to take this seriously.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. Anyone listening, please remember the message, MMR vaccine. If you're born after 1970 and before 1996, or you know someone who is, definitely consider the measles immunization. Thanks again, Dr. Brown, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.